So let's review. The Mishnah ruled Mashkin beis hashlachin b'shvias. It's permitted to water an irrigated field during Shemitah to prevent loss. In one answer, the Gemara explained Avos asarachmana, toldos loy asarachmana. Only av malachis, primary malachis, the way the malach was done in the Mishkan, are forbidden during Shemitah min haTorah. But toldos, the subcategories of these malachis, which are also forbidden on Shabbos, such as watering a field, are permitted min haTorah during Shemitah and only asar midrabbanan. The Gemara cites the source of this halacha. The pasuk says, "Sadcha lo sizra v'charmcha lo sizmar," forbidding planting and pruning. Now, zmira b'chlal zriya, l'may hilchasa kasvinu rachmana. Pruning is a subcategory of planting since it promotes growth. Why then did the Torah write it separately? L'memra da'ahani toldos mechayev achra naiso loy mechayev, to teach us that only these specific toldos are forbidden, but all others are permitted. The Gemara cites a contradictory brisa. Pasuk says, Sadcha loy sizra v'charmcha loy sizmar. And we expound, Sadcha loy, charmcha loy. Loy kol malacha shebesadcha, loy kol malacha shebekarmcha. Any work in a field or vineyard is forbidden, including nikush ider kisuach, various forms of weeding and hoeing. Furthermore, ein mekarsimin, ein mezardin, ein mafaskin be'ilon. It's forbidden to trim the branches or create a support for a tree. Similarly, ein mezavlin, ein mefarkin, ein ma'avkin, ve'ein me'ashin be'ilon. It's forbidden to fertilize roots of a tree, to remove stones from near them, to apply dust to cover them, or to fumigate them. Here it seems that all these toldos are forbidden min haTorah. The Gemara answers midrabbanan ukra asmachta ba'alma. They're only forbidden midrabbanan, and the pasuk is only an allusion to this halacha. The Gemara brings several other halachas regarding Shemitah. 1. Trei kis kushei have. There are two forms of hoeing. Avruye ilon asar, stume pili shari. Hoeing around the tree to strengthen it is forbidden, while hoeing to cover the roots are permitted. 2. Hachayrish b'shviyas, if one plows on Shemitah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, chad omar loike, v'chad omar ene loike. It's machloikis, whether he is liable malkis or not, since it's only a toldo. 3. Eser netiyos halach l'maysh misinai. It's permitted to plow an entire base saw to sustain 10 young trees scattered evenly throughout, right until Shemitah. However, ki gemiri hilchasa shloshim yom lefenei Rosh Hashanah, for older trees which do not need such care, it's forbidden 30 days before Shemitah. This is asar min haTorah, since it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. The Gemara brings an alternate source for this halacha. Pasuk says, b'char shvakotzer tishbois, to abstain from plowing and harvesting. Now Rabbi Kiva Oimer, ein tzarech loimar, achar shvakotzer shel shviyas, sharei kvar nemar, sodcha loy sizra v'achar mcha loy sizmar. The pasuk cannot be referring to plowing and harvesting on Shemitah, as this is already explicitly forbidden in other psukim. Rather, Ella charish al erev shviyas shenichnas l'shviyas, v'katzer shel shviyas sheyatzel maitzay shviyas. This pasuk prohibits plowing 30 days before Shemitah and harvesting a Shemitah crop during the 8th year. However, the Chacham added to this prohibition, as we see in the following brisa. Admasai charish mishtei ilon erev shviyas. How close to Shemitah can one still plow a field of trees? Beshamay oimrim kol zman sheyafel l'pri. As long as it benefits the crop of the 6th year, it's permitted. Ubeshil oimrim ado atzeres, until shvuas. Ukraven divrei elu liyas kedivrei elu. These two times are close to each other. V'admasai chershin stehalov on erev shviyas. How close to Shemitah can one still plow a field of grain? Mishetichla halecha. Kozman shibrei odom chershim lita mekshoyis midlois. As long as there's still moisture and people still plant squash and gourds. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, b'stei halov on ada pesach. B'stei her ilon ado atzeres. One can plow a field of grain until Pesach of the 6th year, and an orchard until Shavuos. The Gemara adds, Rabbi Gamliel beis dinai nimnu al shnei prakim halalu ubatlum. Rabbi Gamliel and his bezdin abolished these additional prohibitions because kach hisnu beinehen. Kol horoitze levatel yavoi vivatel. The original takana was established with the understanding that any future bezdin has the authority to abolish it if they deem it necessary.